You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
West High School now has a clinic on campus with physicians and mental health professionals to make it easier for students to have access to health care. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, the manhunt for an escaped Idaho inmate and his accomplice is over. The two men have been found, taken into custody. We'll have more in just a moment. Third, it's a KSL Bracket Update every 15 minutes. Here's Jason Jones. He's live at the KSL 24-Hour News Center.
Apparently, my vision was distorted earlier. Nevada's up 9 at the halftime, 34-25 over Dayton. The only other game going on right now, Oregon 57-43 over South Carolina. Your earlier winners, Michigan State, Duquesne, North Carolina, Creighton, Arizona, and Illinois. How's your bracket looking? Well, mine's actually doing pretty good. With your KSL Bracket Update, I'm Jason Jones.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 61 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The prison escapee and his accomplice that made a daring getaway in Idaho are back in custody. Police say Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umpenauer were caught after a two-day manhunt that began when the suspect opened fire on officers while they were transporting Mead back to prison from a hospital. Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger.
The two suspects who we have been seeking were located in Twin Falls, in the Twin Falls area. There was a short vehicle pursuit, and both suspects were taken into custody separately.
Police are investigating now to see if the pair could be connected to recent double homicide in the area. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Egypt says the U.S. is working on a U.N. Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. It would include the release of hostages in Gaza. Apple says it will fight the antitrust lawsuit filed by the Justice Department, the tech giant accused of creating a monopoly in the smartphone market. This is ABC News.
And now the KSL.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, in depth, just to the north of us, there's relief in Idaho this afternoon. The manhunt for that escaped prisoner and the accomplice is over. Joining us live, the latest now from ABC News correspondent Alex Stone. Do you have any details on the capture?
Yeah, we're getting those details right now. And in fact, Salt Lake City is where the FBI office is. It was leading at least the FBI part of this operation, even though it was still under the control of Idaho State Police and the Boise Police and others in Idaho who were investigating it. This went down not long ago. The announcement was made only a little while ago that the capture had been made, the announcement being this.
Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
This was about a two-hour drive southeast of Boise where they were found. There was a chase. No shots were fired this afternoon as they were chased and then arrested separately. Both of them apparently bailed, and then they were arrested separately from there. We are, though, Jeff, learning that while they were on the run for this one day, they may be connected to two murders while they were out. Investigators saying,
we are investigating two homicides at separate locations in Nez Perce and Clearwater counties. These are potentially tied to this incident.
Investigators say that they aren't going to give any details on what happened or who those victims were as they try to piece this all together. Police had said, look, they didn't think that the public was in any real danger with these two guys, but it would be somebody trying to stop them, like a police officer who potentially could be in danger. We don't know if the victims, the murder victims, were accomplices or at least associates of theirs in the prison gang that both of these men are allegedly in, or had been random targets. None of that is known at this point, but both men now in custody.
It's rare that I'm caught unaware, but when you said there are two murders that might have involved these guys while on the lam, you got my attention. They're, like, not quite sure at this point, beginning an investigation, I presume?
They're beginning the investigation. It is a ways from where they were captured, so if these murders are linked to them, then they had been driving around Idaho quite a bit. We know both of these men allegedly are members of the Aryan Knights, a white supremacist prison gang. In fact, Meade having an A and a K, or numbers symbolizing an A and a K of where they are in the alphabet, on his cheeks to show that he's in the Aryan Knights. So if the gang activity had anything to do with these murders, or if these were just completely random victims, they don't yet know.
But they've been captured. And the latest there from ABC News correspondent Alex Stone, of course, will continue to follow the story here at KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.